Okay, here's some weird stuff.
Yeah.
There's this singer, her name is Sia.
Uh-huh.
Now, is she pop or urban?
She's pop.
So she's kind of a pop,
she's pop
singer.
Yeah.
Okay. Which means that everybody knows who she is. And
yes.
I know her name, and when I hear her music, I go, is that Sia?
Mm-hmm.
And my daughters go, stop trying, Dad. We know you don't really know.
Just let it go.
Okay, fine, whatever. She was on Ellen yesterday, and part of Sia's thing is she wears a wig over her face.
Yes.
It looks like her eyes are right down. She can barely see out of this thing. She wears it. It's actually kind of backwards.
Uh-huh.
And she wears it over her face, and she explained to Ellen yesterday why she likes to do that.
It's so that I can go to Target and buy a hose if I want to. And or if I'm in need of a restroom and I can't find one, I could go by the side of the road. Nobody would be following me with a camera.
Yeah,
Nobody's gonna be like, "Hey, I just saw Sia peeing on the
How
side of the road."
Weird would that be to see that? How weird is that?
Super weird.
Mm-hmm.
Here's some weirdness. The trendy baby names are out for 2015. They were Instagram filters. Those are the most popular or on the rise baby mm-hmm. names from mm-hmm. babycenter.com. Instagram filters, so the name Lux is up 75%.
Lux?
Lux. It's an Instagram filter.
But somebody named their kid that.
Yeah, it's up 75% in popularity.
Is that a boy or a girl? A Lux.
I think it could go either way.
Okay.
Ludwig.
Ludwig.
Is up 42%. Amaro, which is one of my favorite filters,
okay.
up 26%. Valencia, an orange or a filter, or now a baby, 26%. It's up. Raya's Hudson, Kelvin, Juno, Willow also had some jumps as well. Empire characters were number two. So,
like the TV show.
Like the TV show. Like Dre, Lion, Hakeem.
Now, you're telling me that people are actually naming their kids these. I mean, this is like for real. Like, this goes on the birth certificate.
For real.
Like, someday they're going to be down at the Department of Motor Vehicles going, yes, that's my name.
Yes. Yes, I was named after an Instagram filter.
They're going to be kindergarten, and their teachers are going to be teaching them how to spell that and how
mm-hmm.
to write it.
How weird is that?
Okay, so the new movie Star Wars is coming out.
Yes.
It's a big deal. It's December the 18th, basically a couple of weeks from now. They spent tons of money on special effects.
Mm-hmm.
They spent tons of money on superstars that are in the thing. They spared no expense on anything except Chewbacca's groan. You know where he kind of goes like that? Well, they replaced it with Peter Griffin laughing from Family Guy.
Chewie, is that you?
You never see that in the promos.
No.
Nice work.
Oh, that's awful.
It is. Pretty bad.
Okay, so.
Well, I mean, how weird is that, really?
Right? How weird. If you've noticed that your internet connection seems a little slower since you put your Christmas tree up with the lights and everything, mm-hmm. yeah, your Christmas lights could be screwing up your Wi-Fi. Apparently,
I really kind of understand that.
Yeah,
I couldn't explain it.
I know it's. I don't really. So there's that electromagnetic interference
mm-hmm.
going on.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever had a cell phone up next to a boombox and before the cell phone rings, it goes. The boombox mm-hmm. freaks out basically.
Mm-hmm. And I hate that too.
This is kind of the same premise of
mm-hmm.
that. So the lights are slowing down your Wi-Fi, so maybe unplug the Christmas tree if you're trying to stream some Netflix, and you can have a merrier Christmas for everyone. How weird is that?
There's some really good TV specials on for the holidays, like the Charlie Brown Christmas was on
mm-hmm.
recently, and they always show It's a Wonderful Life. That's
always,
you know, the Christmas story, you'll
mm-hmm.
shoot your eye out, that whole thing. There are also some Christmas specials on this year that run on the alternate channels, and this is the cable's fault because cable needs so much programming.
Yeah.
There's so many different channels.
Oh, yeah, so much.
Here are some holiday TV specials. Maybe you must not see TV. Frosty the Marriage.
I think a few people in my neighborhood are living that TV show already.
It's a Wonderful Life
uh-huh.
for 1% of us.
Oh,
Johnny Manziel's 12 Steps of Christmas and
nice.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer, returned as a zombie, and ate our brains.
That sounds like an awesome show. I would watch that
right after The Walking Dead.
I totally would. Well, here's a PSA for you. Leonardo DiCaprio does not get raped by a bear in his new movie.
Are you sure?
So basically why I'm saying this, a rumor spread around the internet that he gets assaulted
by
sexually
a bear?
By a bear.
What kind of bear is this? Chicago bear?
Oh, man. Ouch. the movie is called The Revenant. It was so widespread, the rumor, that even the Drudge Report ran
said
a headline.
Said that it was true?
Said DiCaprio raped by bear in Fox movies. So Fox finally had to issue a statement saying the bear in the film is a female. He attacks Leo because she feels he might be threatening her cubs. There is clearly no rape scene with a bear. How weird is that?